The Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
And in a little house somewhere in Connecticut, I think, is Alexandra Center. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Am I right? Are you in your new home in Connecticut?
I'm actually in Manhattan.
Oh, guess what? For the first time since we've been doing this from the good old US of A, your phone's starting to play up.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. There you are. You're sort of there.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. Is everything okay? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Your phone's a bit, you might have to take three steps to the left or something. I don't know. But we'll see how we go. You haven't got cold feet yet. You've been married, what, a week?
A week, and it feels like 10 years.
Gee, you got past the 7-year itch pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Alex, let's shoot the breeze. Plenty going on at thebigsmoke.com.au. Robot nannies could become a normal part of growing up. What's going on here?
So this is about the future of childcare and looking at how machines can actually educate children in the same way as, for example, putting a child in front of a laptop or a device to educate them and entertain them while parents or childcare workers are doing other things. So we're not suggesting that this will replace nannies entirely, but there might be a future where machines are involved with educating children and children will actually have an attachment to those robots.
Right. I'll give you two great examples of children being attached to machines. My kids.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know what, robots, they have the ability to also engage and distract children and educate them, and they'll have humanoid features. So, you know, we can understand that the variety of robots over time with advanced capabilities will actually help educate and actually help childcare centres. But there'll also be ethical issues around it. Will also impact employment opportunities. Mm. So there's a lot to navigate with it.
Absolutely. We won't be getting them in our house, memo to our children. We'll do the parenting. We're all good with that. Thank you very much. Speaking of parents, we're being told that parents should be doing some research on toy recalls before buying online this Christmas. Four sleeps to go till Santa.
Yeah, so unfortunately, a lot of parents, when they make a purchase, they buy the product because they know their child would love it, but they don't necessarily know about any manufacturing recalls that may have happened. And sometimes what happens is a recall will happen, and it might be on the website of the product or the manufacturer, but the parents just might not be aware of it yet because there's often a delayed response around this. So it's really crucial that if you're buying a product for your child, take 2 seconds to Google the manufacturer or the company to see if there are any recall listings or any recall announcements that might have happened, because safety issues do occur and recalls for toys do happen, and it's important to be aware of it.
Absolutely. You should be aware of all that sort of stuff coming up to Chrissy. And to wrap up, shoot the breeze for 2021, Alex, the science has stepped in to explain why our Christmas lights get tangled up. Please enlighten us all.
So this was studies that looked into the probability of knotting when it comes to light strings, and what they found was that the longer the string was or the lights were, the more likely they were to get knotted and have like quite complex knots. So it was all about the length, but they also found that it was the way it would be delivered in the box and the way we would then store it. So if, for example, you were to get a cardboard square cut out and wrap the cords around that, you were less likely to get knots for next year. But it also has a lot to do with the way the plastic is made and the way the cord is made. So the longer the cord, the more likely the knot, more likely for you to be aware of it, because otherwise you get frustrated and do what I do, which is just throw them out and buy more lights.
I've got to say, Alex, I undo my shoelaces sometimes and they're not very long and they knot up.
They're not, yeah. And do you throw your shoes away and get new shoes?
No, I do not. No, I'll sit there in frustration and go, why did you just do that? Come on now. Hey, I know you get to spend Christmas in America, which means you're looking at a white Christmas. Alex and to Mark, great to have you guys as a part of my life and on this show. And I want to wish you and yours a very, very Merry Christmas. And we'll be back shooting the breeze with you from thebigsmoke.com.au on the 18th of January, 2022.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Christmas.